Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Oh, the MVP voting skewed like crazy.
I don't care if he didn't win it.
It always leans towards wins. I don't care
if he didn't win it, but the fact that he wasn't even on that, they just treated a triple-double like it's nothing, man. That's crazy, man. And Kevin, for Kevin Love to almost do triple-doubles at the time when it wasn't even how the NBA it is now, it wasn't even heard of. Unreal. But look at the draft, man. Look at the trade that happened.
I'm not saying he wasn't a good player, man. And it was super hard to move good players back then. So that's why the trade was as crazy as it was. He's a solid, solid player. You want to sit here and tell me that you want to put Kevin Love in the top three players?
Who would you rather have?
I'm talking about that time.
Like when back that then, Melo was still good.
I'm talking about that time when that trade was about to happen. You got to look at that point of view. Kevin Love, if you trade for two first round draft picks for Kevin Love, what does that show for Kevin Love?
Oh,
you didn't think
value.
You're saying that he's not good for that trade? He wasn't good enough? You're looking at it right now then.
Oh, he's amazing. The thing you got to look at though is like
you guys are not looking at that.
It doesn't matter what you are traded for, like
yeah, man.
There's a player on every single team that puts up
You'll never see two first round draft players leave a team.
Yeah, that's
Houston
fine.
Just offered four for Butler.
They're not going to be first. They're not going to be first round pick, man.
They're not bad teams.
First pick.
The
man.
Thing you got to look at here
that's
also
like, okay,
is these two teams making the damn trade in the first place is the fucking Cavaliers and the Timberwolves. What do we expect? You know, like these guys are just trying to cement someone there. That's it.
But that's like Ben Simmons and, what's his name, Markieff Fultz, getting traded for fucking Kevin Durant.
The other part that you're not accounting for is the reason the Cavaliers were extra eager to do a trade like that is because they wanted LeBron to be happy and promised LeBron that he'd get what he wanted when he was coming back. And they had no other assets to move.
It's actually a good point.
Right? Like, so you take it like...
No, they had plenty of assets to move.
You might have thought that Love was only worth one draft pick, but if LeBron tells you he wants Love there, then you got to move what you got to move because that's why LeBron's coming. Move what you got
to
move.
Yeah, but these guys were trying to look at now rather than, hey, we need to cover our fucking shit, right?
Well, like, when you have LeBron on your team, I don't think you're really worried about who you're going to pick. It's just like, yo, get people around this motherfucker now.
Because look at the damage LeBron does when he leaves.
It's a wreck.
It's a fucking dump.
We say that, but what you forget is he leaves you with a championship. Like, that's what
he leaves
you with.
Let me interject one time. The thing with him leaving that team is that it turns into an absolute shithole. You know what that means? That means you're a top three player in the league. Like Kevin Love playing on the Timberwolves, they're a shitty team. He leaves, they're a shitty team. Right? Like, if you look at the wins over wins of seasons Kevin Love's there and he's not, I would bet it wouldn't even be a difference of 8 games. In terms of how many they won with him and without him. Mm-hmm. When LeBron leaves, you go from a 60-win team to 18 wins, man. That's what is a top three player, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, when you put a team together, you always put players surrounded your superstar, right? Like the first time LeBron left, and then there's Kyrie Irving. Those players on Kyrie Irving, they were the worst team in the league ever, right? They made history or some shit, right? Only like 8 wins or some shit like that when Kyrie was there. But that team was based off of LeBron. It wasn't Kyrie. Now, when Kyrie left this time and he played for the Celtics, that was based off of Kyrie, all of his players. Fantastic. It all depends on the system, right? So basically, that just shows for whenever LeBron leaves, that team that he leaves is just a fucking disaster.
Dwayne Wade.
What about him?
Kobe Bryant. LeBron James. Tim Duncan.
Dirk.
Dirk.
What are you getting at?
You're going to put Love ahead of all those guys?
What area are we talking?
We're talking about the time period that you were talking about where Kevin Love was a top three player in the league.
Top power forward?
Kevin Garnett?
No. You said he Kevin was a Garnett? Top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett.
KG?
Pierce.
Fuck Paul Pierce, man.
You can say that now. You can't say that back then.
What do you mean?
That was when the Celtics were winning championships.
In that time, even like a Pau Gasol or like...
Yeah,
man,
Kevin Love was... I think you guys are underestimating Kevin Love, man.
I love Kevin Love. I don't even think he's a top 15 player, though, man. Ever.
15? He said top 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say he's top 15.
You guys are... That's crazy, man.
I love this, man. I love this.
This guy's just out here just tripping balls right now.
Man. Kevin Love was putting up ridiculous numbers, man. He was putting up like 30, 15, and 10, man.
Okay, this guy's out of control. Out of control. Can I tell you guys a stat that I just heard the other day?
I got a question for you guys after, but go ahead.
So, 3 out of 4 assaults happening here in Winnipeg.
Oh, this is way off topic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3 out of 4 assaults happening here in Winnipeg are meth-related.
Oh.
Are meth-related.
Interesting.
We just had, in the last week, we've had 3 random shootings to, like, just pass random. Random
like
shootings.
Meth shootings?
Well, that some of it's related to that. 3 random shootings. And then we've had another shooting where they were firing at police officers.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually.
What's going on here? What's going on in Winnipeg?
I've heard that, too, about, like, the meth and, like, all of that. Like, we're apparently, like, a hub for that. But it's tough, man. Like, it doesn't affect us, right? Like, I feel like I can say that. It doesn't affect us. It doesn't affect people.
Did you hear what this guy just talked about Kevin Love being in the top 3? I'm not sure meth isn't in the studio right now, man.
That was a good one, actually. Anyway, are you being serious?
I am being serious.
Is that the reason you brought this?
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Is that the reason you brought
this? That's a serious stat.
So, I was trying to figure out where is this guy getting at, and I figured it out.
That was a low blow, man. That's
no,
like,
I'm serious
like
about that,
right
though,
here.
Because... There was a time where we were known as, like, the homicide capital. That's a cool little fact there for anyone tuning in from the States there. Yeah, Winnipeg was the homicide capital
of
Canada.
It was actually the murder capital.
That's how you know you're Canadian. Everyone just says States.
Instead of the U.S.?
Yeah. Where are you? From the States.
The States. Yeah, I hate that shit.
I hate that term, the States. Oh, yeah, you from the States, eh? Fuck.
But is it just something like this guy hates Americans?
Yeah, anyway,
is it something like we weren't ready for what was going to happen here? Or is it something like it can't just be so random that like, oh, meth just blew out of control and no one saw it coming and now we're just dealing with it? It is dangerous actually out on these streets again, man.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. So you're not just saying it's causing havoc there. You're just saying... Because of that, a lot of people, things that you do or whatever could be affected by that. Like you mean like going, say you're in downtown drinking or something.
Exactly.
You're saying that crime could start to spill over is what you're saying.
Well, that's it. I was talking to a female friend of mine and and talking about just like leaving the club. And she brought stuff up where it's like,
aren't you old? How old are you, fuck?
Oh,
still
I got
in the club? Is that what they're saying? Is that what she said?
I got friends all ages, man. All ages. But they're saying, whoa!
Okay.
They bring sneakers with them to the club and they check them like you would check your coat because if they have to run when they're going back to their car.
What?
Just because it's dangerous.
What are you talking about?
Talking about, like, you know how you park your car?
Yeah.
Go into the club, yeah. Right? And now they're leaving. And because of a lot of this random violence that's been happening.
This is here?
This is here, guy.
People wear sneakers?
No. They wear their heels, check their sneakers when they're leaving, changing their sneakers in case they got a sprint. Like, people are actually concerned about random violence now. And I kept being, like, kind of blowing it off until I heard the stats. And until I, like, seriously, this week, there was 3 random shootings. Now we're talking gunplay. Not stabbings. We always had those. 3 random shootings this week.
Crazy.
That is, what's crazy is that's how it is in the U.S., like, everywhere.
That's it, right? Like, that's the other
how
side.
How crazy is that? Like, in the U.S., say, for example,
AR-15s, man.
Places like California, for example, where the homeless population's high. Not to, you know, take something and extrapolate it, but the homeless population probably has a high usage of drugs. I would assume so.
But if you're homeless, right? Wouldn't you want to go to California?
Well, weather-wise and stuff, but I'm talking just like how, and also California is so, like, they love homeless, like, they accommodate them like crazy. But anyway, yeah. There's so many of them, mm-hmm. of them, right? And mm-hmm. that's already such an issue. And that coming here, like, that's pretty, mm-hmm. What's crazy about Canada here, too, is we hear 3 shootings, and we're just, like, I don't even know what to say about
what that's it. And, like, you're right. And, like, in the States, right?
Fuck.
Don't say that. Down in the States there. Hey, but down in the good old United States of yeah. America.
Countless shootings, right? Like, I don't know. When I heard, like, meth.
Your old Uncle Sam.
Was a real crisis. Like, that's one of the things that's an eye-opener for me. And it's like, the other thing I'm thinking about is, like, if it's so prevalent, man, like, we have to know some people that are doing meth.
Yeah?
We have to know someone that's dabbling in this meth, man.
What are you getting at here?
I don't want to point any fingers. All I'm saying is we have to know. We have to know.
You can always tell who
half
does meth.
Referees, man. I'm saying it right now. All the referees that ref our games.
You can always tell who does meth.
All the referees that used to ref our games.
You can tell who does meth by their lips.
Just fucking tried and true method. It's just everyone. Just walking down the mall, you're just like you.
Yeah. We got a meth breath over here.
So yeah. What's the characteristics of their lips? Like, what do they have to look like?
Just fucked up.
Just scrapes and shit on them?
Yeah. Because they get burned from the pipe, man.
Fuck, that's gross, man.
You thought meth was one of those sexy drugs?
It's got the long stick. It's just the cigarette in the end. Just a long fucking thing. Just so classy.
Fuck, how do you, like...
How do you start it?
Yeah, man. Like, how do you one
get
day...
Into it?
Or well, let me introduce you to it.
Well,
let me show you, my friend.
Like, how do you... I understand different people are at different points and shit like that, but... How do you... I could never... And I've tried probably... I've tried, like, a lot of drugs, I would say. But... Like,
I have not done a drug in my life.
How do you ever have that, like, meth pipe in your hand? And, like, I just can't believe it. Like, it just blows my mind.
I think it's one of those things, though,
it's
where
ridiculous.
Where you just start, partying, and you're partying, right? And then you move on to something, you start to get an addiction to it, and you're trying to find that high again, right? And then someone's like, yo, you want that high, you need to try this. And you're like, nah, I don't want to end up like whatever. It's like, look, I do it. Sam over there does it. Like, it's cool. You just do it when you're partying.
It sounds like the government, man.
You do it when you're partying. That's why I stuck in my head there. Do it when you're partying. And you do it, and it just gets that fucking devil's grip on you. And now you're out there under the bridge just licking dicks for meth.
I think for sure it starts probably with, like, partying.
It has to.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that someone just is like, hey, you want to come smoke this joint with me? He's like, nah, I got better things to do with my time. And then he's like, just turning down all these free drinks on his way. And then he's like, yeah, got here. And he's just at the meth stop or something. Like, you don't just walk into like a trap house and just be like, yeah, this is what I'm here for. Like, you have to have gone down that black hole already. Like, I don't think there's too many people
That's
out there
true.
Starting with meth.
That's true.
Man, like. When I used to travel very heavily, I swear to God, I've gotten asked like every fucking everything from A to Z, man. I don't even accept a drink, man, when I travel or and shit like
unless
that.
You know the person is.
No, I not even right? that, man. You just don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, don't worry, he's gonna have a good time. Like, They might pour shit in there. I just don't accept shit. Just for my own well-being, right?
That makes sense.
You just don't know, man. And even when I do, like, I'll never go out to even get hammered, man. You'll never see me drunk out of my fucking mind, ever. The odd time I'll fucking do it, right? If you know it's right, but, like, you'll never see me get hammered. You'll never see me on anything. Like, I'm just... You just got to be cautious. You just never know what could possibly happen, right?
Well, that's it. Especially when you're in someone else's city. Like, and you're not with your regular crew. Like, that's my kind of thing. It's like, if I'm around at least another person, maybe even two that I know good enough that, like, yo, if I fuck up, that guy will take care of me, and the same vice versa kind of thing, then okay.
For the record, I will not take care of you.
Oh, I know. I'm not counting you on that list.
So don't.
Don't worry, man. Don't worry. You can go lick a dick, man.
No, that's what you're going to be doing. That's what you're going to be doing that night, buddy. And that's where I film you.
That's the only thing you do.
That's where he films him.
Fucking
that's hilarious. You look at the corner of the eye, and Nick just has his fucking camera flash on.
Like, but I can see how people get caught up in some crazy shit, though.
You know, okay, sorry to interrupt you. You know when you take a picture of, like, a dog and it shows, like, the lights in the eyes? That's what it would look like if I did that. You just see the light in his eyes while he's sucking on that D,
pipe.
Man.
Yeah. He's got the meth pipe?
Yeah. While he's sucking on that D, fuck.
Well, you said all the other stuff, and then you just sucking on the D. Like, you had to clean that part up, man.
It's PG-13, man.
That's amazing.
I can only say it once.
So, I think, in conclusion, next week we're going to have Jim the Meth Head on the show for an interview, so we can hear his story.
I'd actually like to have – that would be dope. Honestly, no. If we had – no, like someone who's recovered or something – that would be dope.
You can't ask the questions you want to ask for a recovering meth head, man.
Not recovering, but like maybe someone who hasn't done it for 20, 30. Maybe that was, so someone where that
What's
was a
the
past
biggest
time.
Dick you suck?
Like someone.
Well, let me tell you about the biggest dick I suck. That's a good question.
Well, there was a guy named Trevor that came in here and he was like, wow, wait, look at that.
I'll pay you to suck it.
Holy majomies.
You guys are fucked.
That is a big ding dong.
You want to be the guy that sits there and you're looking across.
How many home runs does that hit?
Yeah. You're just looking across from a recovering meth head and being like, how'd you hit rock bottom, man?
Yo, you fucked up, man.
Like, we thought it was a big joke last week, so we're glad to have you on the show this week. When was it that you ruined your fucking life and that of your families? Go.
You're fucked, bro. You're so fucked, bro. You've been licking too many fucking dicks over there.
Hey!
Yo, let's go watch WrestleMania.
Hello. Oh, Nick.
It's your favorite time of the episode.
Is it what I think it is?
It is what you think it is.
Is it Minority Power Rankings?
Minority Power Rankings. Here we go. Last week we had at number 5, we had 50 cents.
You mean 50 cent?
50 cents? 50 cent?
50. 50.
50.
Ferrari.
What did he do last week?
F50.
I don't know, man. Last week was...
He bought out Ja Rule's whole life.
It seems like it's a year ago, man.
He bought out Ja Rule's whole life. Next.
At number 4... we had Kawhi Leonard, Canada's hope, pouring in buckets. Kawhi looks like he's back.
Yeah, one word. Is he the MVP so far?
I heard they call him Air Canada.
Oh, that's a good question.
Is he the
question.
MVP? I think he's the MVP right now.
That's a good question.
Nick, he's the MVP?
No, he's going to say Kevin Love.
Nope. It's a tight squeeze right now.
11-1 Raptors, man? He's not the MVP?
It's a tight squeeze between that man and Milwaukee and him.
Oh, all right. Giannis.
Number three
was...
Logic. Now, we don't have, you know, our boy here.
Jimmy Moonshine is not here to proclaim Logic king of the world. But, you know, he's doing some things. He put out a new album. It ain't bad. It ain't bad.
Let's move on from that. We have no understanding why that was on there.
Number two, dropping from number one, was Jose Cabello.
That's an amazing drop, man. That's you practice that shit.
And number one.
When you take
a dump,
when you take a shower.
When he comes out, he's just like, and that shit drops. Oh, just like, man.
Cabello.
Just everything in his whole life. That's
number one.
My favorite.
Snow
your favorite.
My favorite. Snow has fallen outside.
Silver bells.
Pine trees.
Silver bells.
Have a merry little Christmas.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Let's do it. Let's get this week's power rankings. Minority. This is the part of this show that
number
we
one
love.
Is John Legend, by the way.
Did we not announce it?
No, we didn't announce it. Number one is John Legend.
Let's go this week. Power rankings. Coming in at number five. Oh, this is a big drop. Big drop. Dropping down from number two all the way to number five.
No way.
It's been a rough week.
Who is number two again?
Barely spilling on the list. Jose Cabello.
I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. Man.
You need to drink more tequila.
No, I'm good.
But which fucking tequila guy is it? There's multiple, bro. There's
oh, it's
of them.
Jose Cabello. Next week, we're drinking Jose.
You know what the thing with that is? You can't even spell that shit. So you can't even go search it and be like, who is this motherfucker, you know? You just got to go off like Bell's fucking...
J-O-S-E?
Yeah, like...
J-O-S-E-C-U-E-V-R-O.
That's how you spell it, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That was number five. At number four, we have the man who came, who saw, who broke his leg, and was done for the season.
Throw up the X for Dez.
Brian.
Man, I was pretty choked. Not choked. Like, I never really watched Dez like that, but that's kind of... That made me feel some type of way.
You
like,
wanted to see
sucks,
him.
Man.
You wanted to see what
well,
he was going
to
do with Drew,
him,
right?
I wanted to see him on the 29th or whatever in Dallas. They were visiting Dallas. It's a Monday night primetime. How dope would that have been?
You know what his comment was on Twitter? So for those who don't know, Dez Bryant is a wide receiver. He was pretty prolific during his prime. Was out of the scene for a while. Just got signed to the New Orleans Saints. Looked like he was ready to come back, try to do some big things in practice. He ended up tearing his Achilles, so he's out. He's done. His response on Twitter was, I guess Gauze had a plan, essentially. What it was things happened for a reason. Who am I to argue with it? So he took the high ground on that for real. Losing or ending your career, potentially ending your career on an injury. I don't know. It's one of the saddest
positive,
things.
Man. He's a very positive guy.
Exactly. You know what? We're going to do this shot right here. And we're going to enjoy that. Dez poured one out for you. Enjoy.
I was way ahead of you guys.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's a nice Burt Reynolds right there. Dez Bryant.
Is Burt Reynolds on the minority ranking? No.
How much do you want to bet for this game, the Saints game, that someone scores are going to throw up the X?
That's
how much do you
want
to bet?
I'll bet three shots on that, man. I'll take three shots on that.
Really?
Three shots.
Okay,
for that.
Nice. You're going to fucking lose. I'll remember that shit.
I hope you do. Number three on the minority power rankings, dropping down from number one.
No, man. You can't have him dropping from number one to three. That's.
He's still on,
that's
though.
Murder,
baby.
Man. That's murder.
Man, think about it. Logic just fell off the face of the earth.
Logic might never make it on the power rankings again.
And he shouldn't have been on there. But we're just trying to be good citizens. John Legend. Have a merry little Christmas, folks. He'll be back
merry
to number one
Christmas.
During Christmas time, I guarantee it.
Silver Bells got him to number one. Have a little merry Christmas got him to number three. Is there another track that you're looking forward to hearing from John Legend Christmas? Is there one that you could tease our listeners with a little bit? I know you guys like to... Little sing a little bit here. Is there one that you could tease the listeners with for one they should look out for?
No, you gotta wait and savor this because we have the entire month of December.
Yeah, you let out too many bags out of the trick now, man. You, yeah. Then when the time comes around, it's you don't know what you're doing. You
know? I only know so many card tricks, my friend.
Hashtag stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Number two on the minority power rankings, and this one is a sad one for all lovers of beautiful women around the world.
I'm very sad.
This one's going to be – this is a blow. This is one of the all-time
greats. She's my role model.
One of the all-time greats is retiring, hanging up her thong. This one is going out
Stormy
to
Daniels?
This one's going out to Nick, you gotta do it. I'm verklempt. I can't even do it. Go ahead, Nick. Tell him who it is.
What? What are you saying right now?
Announce number two.
Oh, Mia Khalifa?
Mia Khalifa's gone. She's not coming back. Oh. I think she just came back, actually. I don't know.
Came back, came in the mouth. What?
Now it's number two.
What's number two?
Your girl.
Adriana, this is going along with you, man.
Lima.
Oh, Adriana Lima. Oh, my bad. My bad.
All right. I can't even do this.
Try that again.
I can't even do this. Number two, beautiful girl lovers around the world. She's retiring, hanging up her thong. I can't do it, Nick.
Rosie O'Donnell. Kidding. Adriana Lima.
One of the angels. God lost an angel right here.
She just got her wings clipped.
Ooh.
You guys are seriously hurt by this one.
Moment of silence.
Like, you can't even breathe right now.
I might have to do, you know when they do the jersey, they throw in the bin?
Did you say jersey swap? I was like, I don't know if you can do that.
You know when they, you know when they throw the jersey in the bin and light it up? I might just throw a nice Victoria's Secret panty in the bin and just put a nice note, thank you.
Number one on the minority power rankings on Thirst World Problems. Look, tune into any podcast you want. There's no one out here doing what we're doing right now, giving minorities this platform, giving us a power rankings. Everyone else is too damn scared.
Not even BET.
Fuck them. Lick a dick. There's no one out here doing what we do. And we're giving you number one on the minority power rankings on Thirst World Problems. For the first time ever, but not the last.
Oh. Zay.
We're kidding.
Number one.
The GOAT. The G, the O, the A, the T. His airness.
Oh, we have Michael Jordan on there? Oh, snap. Why do we have Michael Jordan on there?
You're acting like a little bitch.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. In case you guys don't know, Allen Iverson did an interview basically talking about the first time he met Michael Jordan in his rookie year. And normally when you meet your idol like that, you know, you're very excited. And Michael Jordan just came up to him and go, what's up, you little bitch?
He has a number one pick, right?
No.
What pick did he go? Number three?
I believe he went three, right?
He went lower because, remember, he went to jail
prior to going into the league.
Yeah.
Iverson's
a crazy
story. He had to get pardoned from the governor of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who runs the whole state essentially had to say, you know what? This, criminal system is trying to literally screw you over.
But he did it for his buddy or something, right? Is that what happened?
No. No, what
Iverson
happened?
Iverson. He did something that, like, he
essentially, essentially what happened was, it was essentially just a fight broke out at this bowling
alley.
Not
involving him.
Yeah. Well, he was there, but apparently he kind of left. But what it was essentially a bunch of white people fighting a bunch of black people in this bowling alley. It escalated from a game that they had had. Iverson kind of got out of there, but they're saying that, like, he was the prime instigator.
They knew of him too, right?
Yes.
So they were like, oh, we know, like, this is AI.
Yeah.
So they kind of started going after him, like, that whole community. And it was to the point where it was over, man. Like, they were trying to sentence him to, like, multiple years in prison just because he was just on the film. He wasn't even him really doing anything. Like, it was just him there, essentially. and they sentenced him, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They sentenced him for like, I don't remember, it was like 4 or 5
oh,
years.
Oh, he should have been done.
Something crazy.
It's a crazy thing. Great 30 by 30 on it. Like, you can watch the documentary. It's pretty entertaining, pretty revealing. And it was a different era back then, and you're also talking about, like, the Deep South, too, right? So, like, there's a lot of different things going on at that time.
So imagine that, and you pass all of that stuff in your life, and then you get to the NBA, and the guy that you've always loved and admired looks at you and tells you, "What's going on, you little bitch?"
And that's how you get to be number one on the Minority Power Rankings on Thirst World Problems. And if you don't like that, you know what you can go do? Lick a dick.
That was a classic line for today, man.
What's up with you and licking dicks, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready to lose your shit. Try to do it for you, au naturel. It's not the same, eh?
Nick already lost his shit today. Man.
No, kidding.
Kevin
Nick,
Love.
Kevin Love, top three player of all time, he said at one point. He said Kevin Love would outplay Michael Jordan in that small period that he was in Minnesota. He'd rather have Kevin Love on Minnesota than Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, or LeBron James. Defend yourself, Nick.
What's the friction question?
Why would Nick choose Kevin Love as a top three player of all time?
Why did you only pick black people for players?
Because they're the best
basketball
players.
You're saying there's no white players that's good?
Steve Nash, because he's Canadian.
You're saying Steve Nash is top 10 of all time?
Over Kevin Love, I'd take Steve Nash easily.
You're disgusting.
I'd easily take Steve Nash.
You're fucking disgusting.
Oh, did you
kick Canada, man.
You make me sick, man.
Why'd you only pick black people? Because, man, they're the best in the fucking
Jamal Murray's the best. Jamal Murray's going to be the best Canadian player of all time.
He got his ball back today, a 48 point.
Did you?
What's that?
Did you get your balls back?
I sure did, man. I told her to put away that butter chicken. Never again, I said. Because I'm the man. This is my house. That's what you wanted. That's what you got.
Wife is knife, man. That's what it sounds like for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here we go again with another friction question.
Wife is knife. That's actually hilarious, man. Who fucking said that again?
I don't know.
It was like someone said that on like YouTube or some shit like that.
Everyone who's ever been married.
Some brown dude.
Yeah, some YouTuber or something said that.
Can you imagine if brown people did a gender reveal, like Indian people? That shit would be funny as fuck. Just a hockey stick, just break that shit.
You don't think you can find any brown gender reveals? For sure you can.
You're just eating a roti, man, just this puff of fucking paint comes out. It's just a fucking, for a girl and shit. No? What would be a Caribbean gender reveal? Chopping coconut?
Coconut would be a crazy one. Mm. That'd be a crazy one.
Finishing the rum, see what the bottom is.
Throw out the rum bottle and see what comes out. Or crack the rum bottle, whatever color it is.
Aren't rum bottles as clear? Right, you don't know, man. What's the friction question?
All right, here we go with this week's friction question. Right now, we're going to start with a quick assessment. What do you think the strongest area of your personality is? Like, how would you define your personality?
I got one better. Why don't you define my personality?
Why don't I define your personality? Yeah. I would say you're quick-witted. I would say that you're bordering on funny. So you're quick-witted, bordering on funny. And I think I'd say that you're more of a softy than you let on. Like, I think you have a bigger...
It's all true. Yeah, it's all true.
Yeah, I think you've got a bigger heart than you let on.
So that was actually really good.
So I think that's...
That was fucking amazing.
I think you're tough on me when you say funny.
What's that?
I think you're tough on me when you say funny.
You think that saying you're funny is... More of a, as a comedian, that's an interesting one because most people want to be defined as funny, right? Like, just like in a casual conversations. As a comedian, does like, it hold a different context
but,
for
but,
you?
But I think there's a difference from being just in general compared to like doing a performance. So I think you're expecting me to be performing 24 hours.
Okay, so you're saying I'm hard on you in terms of – like you're saying the expectations of you being funny are way higher than an average person because that's your given profession.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I know.
That's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
It's I'm not saying I'm extending you that same courtesy. I'm just saying that I could see why comedians would probably, definitely feel like they're getting judged more.
Oh, I always do. Always.
Oh, I could see that for sure, yeah.
But do I care? No.
Yeah.
So where are we going with this? Friction.
So now you have to define B's personality.
B? I think B... What?
Nick is looking at the peanut gallery at this time because the peanut gallery started snickering. Now he returns.
I think B has a lot to say, but he keeps it reserved because I think he... There's something that's stopping him so he doesn't get judged.
Is it his heart?
Is it in his heart?
Is it his heart?
No.
Like,
no.
You don't think it's his morals? Or?
I think he cares what people think of him in general. And that's what keeps
that's
it
reserved. That's my personality?
Fuck. I'm just stating this, like...
So he's like
aware of what is being said.
Yeah. Whereas like
he doesn't want to look bad.
Okay.
Well, in my case, I don't give a shit. You could make me look bad as well.
So okay, B, let me have it now. So you have to say
I don't know how to explain someone's personality, man. How are you fucking supposed to? Say? I can't really.
We try.
I can say it. I think you're an alcoholic.
Call it what you want to call
that,
it.
Chew that.
Call it what you want to call it.
I think you're an alcoholic and you have hidden diabetes. You want the truth?
That's my personality. I'm not asking for a physical test here.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, assessment of my health.
Sorry.
As he drinks,
that's why your ankle hurts all the time. That's why your ankle's swollen all the time.
Well, my knee's acting up now too, though. I won't lie.
But go ahead, identify him.
You just helped me.
No.
I'm just going to say, like, fucking broad shit, man.
There you go. See, is my theory on him right? Is my theory on him right?
That's hard for me to fucking just...
Is my theory on him right?
Like, what do you want me to say? Oh, you're a funny guy.
No, just say what you think he is.
You know sports.
I told him. He's an alcoholic, and he's got type 1 diabetes, man. What more do you want?
You're smart about a lot of subjects. What do you want? You know what I mean? I can't really fucking say that.
Listen to your heart.
I think this is my theory. This is my theory.
Listen to your heart.
I think you're very old school and you can't let things go from the past and accept what's happening in the future.
In the past. They can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yep. I think that's the best way to say it, right?
All right.
Do you agree,
fair
B?
Enough.
I would say yes and no. Sometimes a lot of the time he thinks about it in both ways, though, I would say.
This guy just said I go both ways.
I disagree. I think
2018, man.
I would say he's good for thinking on the other side and being like, oh, okay, I know what you're saying. Then
I think he understands, but does he accept it? That's the key.
So he's just making shit up, essentially. He's just saying it for the... He's just saying it to saying it, but he still believes what he originally said.
Yes.
No changing his mind.
Yes, exactly. That's your.
So be like, oh yeah, you got that plan. It's pretty good. Yeah, I can see where you're coming.
You nailed it.
Next day he's sending a text message. He's just fucking saying the opposite.
You know how you can
go lick a dick.
You know how you can tell. You know how you can tell how someone just can't let go of the past by their phone.
Okay, shut up now.
By their phone.
Shut up. I'm just waiting for
by their phone.
Listen, man.
If your phone's more than 2 years old. You can't let that go.
All right, these motherfuckers are out here coming on my case.
You can't let that go, man.
I'm rocking the iPhone 6 Plus, but I'm just waiting, man. I'm just waiting for the new phone to bring me in.
How many years do you have to wait for the new phone?
Man, there's been nothing that's caught my attention yet,
what
man.
Are you? Okay. Perfect. This is perfect. This is exactly where I want to be right now. What do you want in a phone? You know, next year there's going to be foldable phones. Bendable phones.
I've been looking at those. Maybe I should just wait for the foldable phone.
No, you're not getting
them.
If you're not getting anything from the last 10 years.
Keep waiting.
Tell me what you want in a phone.
That's what I'm trying to decide.
You don't even know what you want in a phone.
It's true. It's true. But I want some features that are above and beyond, man.
He just wants to feel like he's getting the sickest. That's the.
That's what it is.
You just want to feel like when you get it, you don't want anything that could be looked at as like, oh, that's last year's.
I want a noticeable upgrade.
I have a perfect question.
I want a noticeable upgrade from my 6 Plus.
I have a perfect question for you.
It's pretty comparable to as far as size goes to some of the other phones that are out there, right? So it's still big enough. And it's operating fast enough right now. The only thing I'm missing right now, because what's been the major thing? Animojis or shit like that? Where my face can be now a emoticon or some shit? No, I need something else, man. I need something else. Open my phone with my eyes. It's getting me. It's getting me there, maybe. But I need the next big feature, man. Like, when Siri came on, that's when I upgraded. I had a 4. Siri came. I was like, okay, well, run me that Siri. Now what? Now I need something else, man. I need something else.
Okay, but what do you want, though? You're not answering it.
But what have they done? They haven't done anything yet.
It's not what they have done. What do you want?
What do I want from a phone?
I just said that 3 times. What do you want
from a phone?
Yeah, you're on Apple's innovation team right now. What do you...
They come up to you and they'd be like...
Oh, shit.
They come up to you and be like, hey, mister, what would you like... For the next phone to have.
We got you one of one.
Okay. If we're sticking with Apple's innovation team, what I want is to be a little bit more open. So if I see something anywhere online, anything, I want to be able to grab that thing, store
grab
it.
Grab what?
Send it. Video.
Titty pic?
Video, pictures, dick lick pic, titty lick pic, whatever it is. I want to be able
it?
To take that.
You can't save it?
No, it's way, way harder now. On Apple with everything being closed off. Okay?
So maybe you're in the wrong... You're at the wrong device then.
I could be.
Yeah, you
I could
have
be.
That phone
I want,
20 years ago.
I want... I like the idea of like, boom, okay, opens up my eyes. I want to be able to like talk to my phone to do whatever it is I want it to do.
You can do that right now.
It's
so you don't really care about how the phone looks or anything, essentially. You care about like the...
One thing I will say is... The notch on, like, the new Pixels, that I'm not really for that. If you're going to do that, then do a bar at the top, above, like, where the camera is, and then go there. You got me completely off topic right now, though, man.
It seems like you don't know what you want, but you just want a new phone?
Back to that theory again, man. You're saying that you just don't care,
man. No, man. I'd have to sit down a while. I'd have to sit down a while with it.
I think I have the perfect thing. I think it's just the average consumer who just wants to complain. But just wants to complain just for the sake of it.
Listen, I'm not complaining about shit, though. See, that's the difference.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I'm good with my phone right now, and I'll upgrade it when I see something like, oh, shit. That's it. Run me that.
And then until you see the price, you'll be like, yo, that's
not
it.
No, no, I'm not worried about the... No,
that's
no,
not
no.
It. That's not it.
That's never been a thing. That's never been a thing. I haven't bought a new phone in like 4 years, so I got the money for a new phone.
No, I'm not talking about money-wise. I'm just talking about... You going, is this really realistic? Do I really want this one little thing and spend this much?
See, that's the thing. It's not going to be one little thing that's going to get me. You're not going to get me with emoticons that are like animated.
No, you keep on bringing back these emoticons. I don't know
what
you're talking about.
What's the big upgrade? Like, animojis was like the big thing.
It's camera. It's performance.
If you use the newer phone, the screen would be... Like, you can't really see it when you're looking at it just quickly. When you're actually using something newer, the screen will like... It'll be something that would just blow you away in terms of you'd just be like, holy shit. That would be a one thing that you're not really like.
Not really thinking
But back
about.
To my yeah, theory. Back to my theory. You can tell by somebody who holds back by what type of device they have.
That's actually funny.
Guess where these guys work. I'll give you one guess.
Guess what this guy does? You want a snitch? I'll snitch on you, bitch.
Guess where I work? Yeah, Apple engineering team. Apple's engineering team.
Yeah. I work for Huawei.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Thirst World Problems, and we're bringing you that friction. In this segment, we're going to be hitting you with those twisted questions, the ones that hurt feelings, start fights, and leave you wondering, what would you do if you're in that situation? So sit back, relax, and get ready to lose your shit. Here's the question, folks. So now that you've defined your personality, here's an interesting scenario for you. We're out at a pod convention. We're just hanging. We're having a good time. We meet a wise old man comes to our booth, and he comes with three pills. We're talking to him. He's telling us his story. It's an amazing, it's an engaging story. It's interesting. And he says, look, guys, these pills right here, you take one of these pills, and it's going to change your perspective on the fucking universe, man. Like, just straight hippie shit, he's telling you. But he's like, when I was younger, I was in a similar position to you guys, out here just doing my thing, just going through life. I had one of these things, man, fucking just, like, narrowly focused. I know what I wanted, went after, got it, and it's just been amazing, an amazing experience for me. Tells you about his life. You understand his life story. See where the changes happen. Basically, essentially, what this is, it's a limitless pill.
Sounds like fucking one of those study drugs, like Adderall or something.
Right. But essentially, you guys all see the movie Limitless?
No.
No? It's got your boy in it, Bradley Cooper.
That's not my boy. My boy's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Where you take the pill and, like, boom, right? Like, whoa. Right? Wakes up parts of your brain you didn't even know existed. Right? So that's exactly what this is. The only downside to this is having your mind so expanded, right? And having a full understanding, having this new part of your brain open could alter the personality that you already have and that you've already built, that we've already defined here as we've gone through each other. So the question is, as we're sitting here and the old man's offering up these pills, would you, knowing the potential that you could achieve, would you risk losing what you had before for the potential gains as far as your personality goes? Like, you're still you, but things that you find interesting now, maybe if you were way smarter, you wouldn't find, like, you know, the kind of the curse, you might not find that as interesting anymore. Like, you play, like, a lot of FIFA and whatnot, right? Like, you play some games. Maybe now you don't want to play games as often. Is that something that you'd be willing to give up?
You're saying it's dumb to play games?
Not saying it. Done said it.
You're saying I have better things to do in my life?
Saying, yeah.
He's saying that's what you would think. That's what you yourself decision you would make if you did that.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Because it's not
because you're
intelligent.
Like, yeah, you're like, oh, what the... Not that it's intelligent. Maybe just because you're so interested in it that you've done it for so long. So now you're like... Not that it's not intelligent. It's just like, oh, well, there's so much other shit I could be doing. I've already done this for so long. You know?
Like, you don't know what you may lose or what you may gain. Yeah. Right?
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
So would you then take the risk of having this pill? So this one, there's no murder or death this time around in this friction. It's more of a personality and a preference of...
This may go farther than what it actually means. This could be, are you willing to sacrifice... It's like something in general. Are you willing to sacrifice to get to that goal you want to get to? No?
Yeah. That's well worded.
Then I would say yeah.
I was leaning towards that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Because is it safe to say that you being that smart or whatever... Like, are you talking more than anyone you're essentially?
Way more than what you currently are.
Yeah.
So not necessarily you're Stephen Hawking all of a sudden, but you're there's a noticeable upgrade. Let's put it that way.
I think I probably would, yeah. Because what are you really to lose? I don't understand, like... You lose, like, a hobby or, like, the way you, like, act or something?
You don't know what you could lose. There could be something that you really enjoy that you might
lose. I would do it, yeah, because you're intellectually, man. That's how are you going to pass that up? Like, how you...
See, I'm not looking at it that way. I'm looking at what we originally just said. Are you willing to sacrifice to get to that goal or gain you want?
Yeah, but the question kind of also poses, kind of in it, hidden, is that... Is the fact that if you do take it, you could be in a worse place.
Correct.
Right?
And that's exactly what I was getting at. It's kind of like you're taking like HGH, and yeah, you may be great, but the effects it may cause later on may get to you. You know what I mean? Like that could be something like that.
That's the thing. Down the road, it's like maybe you realize you don't miss it. Like, the way I think about it is...
So then, sorry to interrupt, but then, you know what? Then I wouldn't do it then.
So now you change it. You're flipping it. You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, I changed my mind.
See, like for me, what I'm thinking about is right now at the stage, and it kind of goes different from what I was telling you motherfuckers earlier, but I'm kind of
so inappropriate, man.
I'm kind of happy with the way things are right now, right? Like,
doesn't look like it. You're treating me like shit.
In my professional life, I'm happy with where I'm at. Here on the pod, like, I love doing this with you guys, even though you guys say some stupid shit sometimes, and you guys can go lick dicks. But this is
That's so fucking rude, man.
This is fun for me, right? Like, I'm enjoying this, right? And I like playing ball. But if I took one of these pills, now I got this idea for, like, oh, renewable energy, which would benefit the entire planet, and I'd be like, okay, and I just pursued that so hard, you're not going to have time to do all the frivolous, stupid shit
but
that I've been doing that I really enjoy as my personality right now. And now who knows the person I become because of that. Would I still be – would I right now be happy knowing the things that I gave up to be this new – incarnation of me? Are you still the same person, essentially, is what I'm asking?
No, you're never going to be the same person. You'll never be the same person. Doesn't matter what the situation is. That's where I was getting at. You'll never be that person that you are at this moment.
Yeah, but the thing is, why if that person's a worser version of you, though?
100%.
You know? That's the thing with that is, odds are, if you're saying you're a little bit better than everyone else or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, it all depends. Like, if you talk black and white and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be, have $100 million and I'm not going to think of, you know, coming home and just being worried about watching the basketball game or, you know, shit like that. Well, that's fine. But at the same time, like, is the $100 million person most likely not a better version of you? Not just because of the money, but also why if that...
Yeah, what if yacht that parties.
What if that that two parties? But what if that pill just wakes up certain parts that you want it to, but you're still kind of the same, right? So I think that risk would be enough to not flip you 100%. Like that little bit higher way of thinking, I would think I would, if it was just a little bit more, I would still like those things, I feel like. But I think it would be a good risk to do. I don't even think there's a real risk there, honestly.
You're saying the potential benefits probably outweigh any losses that you could lose.
Yeah, I feel like the losses that could result is like a heavy – it's not a favorite. Like that's not the most likely thing to happen, you know?
Yeah, man. I guess I'm just scared of giving this all up.
It seems like, are you willing to cheat and sacrifice to get to that level that you want without working hard?
Oh, we know you.
That's how I'm looking at it. And no, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, I told you that earlier. Right there, man.
What do you mean shocker?
Looking at you, man. You look like a cheater, man.
I look... Wow. You look like a
this
fucking cheater.
This guy is so rude today, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.